have Mr. Kamyat Lats Sadavong. Okay. He is also in the religious division in Laos as well. Okay. So there was some clarification on if you're getting translations, maybe you might have to switch between channels 13 and 11 if you're not hearing the right language. So without further ado, we will hand the time over to Mr. Bunar, after which we will be taking questions. So thank you all for coming today.
Yes. Kondun. Kohian. ก่อนอื่นขอเฮียนคณะประธานที่เคารพและนับถือเฮียนบรรดาทานผู้แทนและแขกที่มีเกียรติที่นับถือและรักแพงทั้งหลายบรรดาทานยิ่งทานซ้ายที่เคารพและนับถือรักแพงมื้อนี้ข้าพเจ้ารู้สึกเป็นเกียรติอย่างสูงและมีความภาคภูมิใจเป็นอย่างยิ่งที่ได้ตั้งหน้าให้คณะผู้แทนของสปป.ลาวว่ารวมเว้าเฉพาะแม่นตั้งหน้าให้ศูนย์กลางแนวลาวสร้างชาติ
So we have technical issues.
Yes, sir. Tempo. Nhưng.
แค่บ่ได้หมายถึงว่าค่อยก็ยืนใกล้ๆได้บ่ยืนใกล้ๆแล้วก็ประโยคนึงแล้วก็ภาษาอังกฤษแล้วก็แล้วถึงตามหลังเขาก็มีคำถามครับภาษาอังกฤษก็จังสิไปหาแต่ว่าอยากทราบเนี่ยเท่านั้นน่ะตอนนั้นน่ะก็สิว่าทราบจ้ะจ้ะแต่ว่าต้องทาในภาษาเวียดนามครับมี What other countries do we have here? Just Vietnamese? Japanese, Vietnamese, and I forgot the other one.
Mongolian.
So in a moment we will have, we have Mongolian.
Yes.
We have Vietnamese, and we have a Japanese interpreter yet.
Oh.
We do have an interpreter. Oh, your interpreter. They don't, we can't even, we have to have a real person in here doing even Japanese.
Until
the radio situation is solved, we'll just do it. You don't need headphones until maybe some. One would volunteer to keep one ear on to see if they start hearing anything and let the rest of us know. And the interpreters will probably run that. Are you the only one?
เรียนบรรดาท่านผู้แทนแขกผู้มีเกียรติที่นับถือและรักแพงบรรดาท่านหญิงและท่านชายที่นับถือและรักแพงมื้อนี้ข้าพเจ้ารู้สึกเป็นเกียรติอย่างสูงและมีความภาคภูมิใจเป็นอย่างยิ่งที่ได้ต่างหน้าให้คณะผู้แทนของ สปป.ลาวเว้ารวมเว้าเฉพาะแม่นต่างหน้าให้ศูนย์กลางแนวราวสังสาสและกระทรวงภายในขึ้นมาประกอบคำคิดคำเห็นต่อกองประชุมสากลเกี่ยวกับศาสนาและสิทธิมนุษย์ ภายใต้หัวข้อศาสนากับประชาธิปไตยและสังคมพลเรือนครั้งนี้
Esteemed members of the presidium, distinguished delegates and guests, ladies and gentlemen. Today, it is my pleasure and honor to represent the delegation from the Lao PDR, Lao People's Democratic Republic, especially the Lao Front for National Construction and Ministry of Home Affairs, to deliver a speech to the Conference on Religion and Human Rights, Religion, Democracy, and Civil Society.
ก่อนอื่นมดในนามต่างหน้าให้คณะผู้แทนองค์การเกี่ยวข้องของสปป.ลาวก็คือในนามส่วนตัวข้าพเจ้าขอแสดงความขอบอกขอบใจเป็นอย่างสูงมายังประเทศเจ้าภาพโดยเฉพาะแม่นศูนย์ศึกษาศาสนาและกฎหมายสากล มหาวิทยาลัยบริกแฮมยังและองค์การใจบุญสากลที่จัดกองประชุมที่มีความหมายสำคัญซึ่งได้สนับสนุนช่วยเหลือและอำนวยความสะดวกให้แก่คณะผู้แทนของพวกข้าพเจ้า ข้าร่วมกองประชุมที่สำคัญครั้งนี้ก็คือในระยะที่ผ่านมา
First of all I would like to congratulate and express sincere thanks to the host country especially the International Center for Law and Religious Studies Brigham Young University and Deseret International Charities particularly to host the important conferenceinviting and supporting our delegates to participate in this conference and including those meetings in the past
กองประชุมสากลเกี่ยวกับศาสนาและสิทธิมนุษย์ภายใต้หัวข้อศาสนากับประชาธิปไตยและสังคมพลเรือนครั้งนี้ได้ดำเนินไปในท่ามกลางบรรยากาศที่สภาพการของโลกพ่วงพันแปรไปอย่างไวว้าซึ่งเต็มไปด้วยความสับสนและสิ่งทดสอบนานาประการแต่ถ้าเอียงร่วมยังแม่นสันติภาพการพัฒนาแบบยืนยงและการหัวมือซึ่งกันและกันเว้ารวมแล้วทาเอียงและสิ่งท้าทายดังกล่าวได้ส่งผลกระทบทางบวกและเป็นบทเรียนที่ดีให้บรรดาประเทศในโลกเสื่อมโยงเข้าหากันเคารพความแตกต่างทางด้านศาสนาและความเชื่อเข้าอกเข้าใจซึ่งกันและกันสร้างความสามัคคีส่งเสริมประชาธิปไตยความเสมอภาพความยุติธรรมและอยู่ร่วมกันโดยสันติ
This conference isTaking place at the time when the world situation undergoes complicated changes due to the scourge and challenges and opportunities of globalization, but it generally trends toward world peace, sustainable development, and cooperation. The theme generally focuses on respect to religion and belief, understanding, solidarity, promotes democracy, equality, justice.And peaceful coexistence.
บรรดาท่านผู้แทนและแขกที่มีเกียรติที่นั่นถือหลักแพงต่อไปนี้ข้าพเจ้าขออนุญาตประกอบคำเห็นแลกเปลี่ยนบทเรียนเกี่ยวกับสภาพศาสนาและสิทธิมนุษย์โดยเฉพาะศาสนากับประชาธิปไตยและสังคมพลเรือนอยู่สปป.ลาว
Esteemed members of the Presidium and beloved and distinguished delegates and guestsPlease let me share some brief experiences on religion and human rights, on the religion and human rights situation, especially on religion, democracy, and civil society in the Lao People's Democratic Republic, as follows.
สปป.ลาวประกอบมี49ชนเผ่าซึ่งดำรงชีวิตอยู่ดินแดนของประเทศอย่างสลับซับซ้อนแต่เนื้อหาใต้ด้วยความผาสุกมีความสามัคคีปองดองหักแพงและช่วยเหลือซึ่งกันและกันปัจจุบันอยู่สปป.ลาวมี4ศาสนาที่ลงทะเบียนอย่างเป็นทางการคือศาสนาพุทธศาสนาเยซูคริสต์ประกอบมี2นิกายคือคาทอลิกและโปรเตสแตนต์ในนั้นนิกายโปรเตสแตนต์มี2นิกายย่อยคือคริสต์จักรข่าวประเสริฐและคริสต์จักรคณะวันเสาร์มีศาสนาบาฮายและศาสนาอิสลามอิงตามสถิติพลเมืองปี2005สปป.ลาวมีผู้เชื่อถือศาสนา 68.8 ส่วนห้อยเชื่อถือศาสนาเยซูคริสต์ 1.5 ส่วนห้อยเชื่อถือศาสนาบาฮายและอิสลามมีหน่อยกว่า1ส่วนห้อยนอกนั้นยังมีผู้เชื่อถือผีหรือบรรพบุรุษ 30.9 ส่วนห้อยซึ่งเป็นการเชื่อถือดังเดิมของคนลาวจำนวนหนึ่ง
The Lao People's Democratic Republic consists of 49 ethnic groups living in peace and harmony and scattered from north to south. They enjoy solidarity and equal rights before the law. There are 4 religions being officially registered in the Lao People's Democratic Republic, which are Buddhism, Christianity, consisting of 2 sects, which are Catholic and Protestant. The Protestants consist of 2 subsects,the Lao Evangelical Church and the Seventh-day Adventist Church. And the 2 others are the Baha'i Faith and Islam. According to the 2005 census, 66.8% of the Lao people are Buddhists, 1.5% are Christians, and less than 1% are Muslim and Baha'i. Besides religious followers, 30.9% are animists,who believe in spirits of their ancestors from ancient times to today.
สปป.ลาวมีนโยบายในการสร้างรัฐแห่งกฎหมาย รัฐเคารพและส่งเสริมการเคลื่อนไหวที่ถูกต้องตามกฎหมายขององค์การศาสนาและศาสนิกชนสิทธิเสรีภาพในการเสื่อถือหรือบ่เสื่อถือศาสนาของประชาชนลาวบรรดาเผ่าได้รับการค้ำประกันด้วยรัฐธรรมนูญและกฎหมายรัฐธรรมนูญมาตรา9และมาตรา43ได้ระบุสิทธิ์ดังกล่าวยังไงวะเป็นกันบอกว่าอะไรมาเสร็จแล้วต่อเลยเนาะสปป.ลาวมีนโยบายในการสร้างรัฐแห่งกฎหมายรัฐเคารพและส่งเสริมการเคลื่อนไหวที่ถูกต้องตามกฎหมายขององค์การศาสนาและศาสนิกชนสิทธิเสรีภาพในการเสื่อถือหรือบ่เสื่อถือศาสนาของประชาชนลาวบรรดาเผ่าได้รับการค้ำประกันด้วยรัฐธรรมนูญและกฎหมายรัฐธรรมนูญมาตรา9และมาตรา43ได้ระบุสิทธิ์ดังกล่าวนอกจากนั้นยังมีนิติกรรมอื่นๆเกี่ยวกับเวียกงานศาสนาโดยเฉพาะแม่นดำรัส92ทับนย.ว่าด้วยการคุ้มครองและปกป้องการเคลื่อนไหวศาสนาอยู่สปป.ลาว
บ่ได้ป่ะ The Lao PDR is pursuing a policy of building a rule of law state.
Oh.
Japanese is okay. And Mongolian we have back. Japanese doesn't need one. And they won't be able to use it. Not yet. We'll see.
Beto.
What's your Beto? The Lao PDR is pursuing a policy of building a rule of law state. The state respects and supports the legitimate activities of religious organizations and believers. According to freedom of religion or belief, the right to freedom of religion or belief is guaranteed by the Constitution and laws or non-belief. Article 9 and 43 of the Constitution provides for this right. Besides, there are other rules of law concerning the religious activities in addition to the Prime Minister's Decree number 92 on management and protection of religious activities in the Lao PDR.
ซึ่งเป็นการปกป้องและคุ้มครองการเคลื่อนไหวที่ถูกต้องตามกฎหมายของบรรดาองค์การจัดตั้งศาสนาและศาสนิกชนของศาสนาต่างๆในสปป.ลาวพลเมืองลาวทุกคนมีสิทธิเสมอภาพต่อหน้ากฎหมายมีสิทธิเสรีภาพในการเสื่อถือหรือบ่เสื่อถือศาสนาตามที่ได้ระบุไว้ในรัฐธรรมนูญและกฎหมายแห่งสปป.ลาวรัฐบาลแห่งสปป.ลาวมีนโยบายอันถูกต้องเป็นธรรมและเสมอต้นเสมอปลายต่อศาสนา
The former mentioned decrees and constitutional articles are to protect and manage on legitimate activities of religious organizations and believers in the Lao PDR.All citizens, I'm back on the text here, interpreter, sorry. All Lao citizens are equal before the law in believing or not believing in religions, in their religion as provided, in the religions as provided by the Constitution and laws of the Lao PDR. The government of the Lao PDR has the policies and tasks concerning religious affairs as follows.
นโยบายของรัฐได้ ปฏิบัติต่อมีนโยบายต่อศาสนาดังนี้1เคารพสิทธิเสรีภาพในการเสื่อถือหรือบ่เสื่อถือศาสนาของพลเมืองบ่อนุญาตให้มีการกระทําซื้อจ้างจอบอ้อยหรือบีบบังคับใดๆให้พลเมืองเสื่อถือศาสนาใดหนึ่งหรือให้ปะละการเสื่อถือศาสนา
Number 1 is respecting the freedom and rights of all people allow them to believe or not to believe in religionsand not allow activities that force or bribe citizens to believe in various religions or not believe
2รัฐเคารพและปกป้องการเคลื่อนไหวอันถูกต้องตามกฎหมายขององค์การศาสนาและศาสนิกชนปลุกระดมส่งเสริมพระสงฆ์สามเณรและนักบวชของศาสนาต่างๆให้เข้าร่วมในการเคลื่อนไหวที่เป็นประโยชน์แก่ประเทศชาติและประชาชนห้ามทุกการกระทําที่เป็นการแบ่งแยกศาสนาและแบ่งแยกประชาชน
Number 2 respect and protect the activities abided by and abide by the laws of religious organizations to promote and encourage monks and other religious priests to play a role in various activities that will benefit the nation and prohibit any affairs that intend to discriminate religiously or in any other way with the people
3ศาสนิกชนของศาสนาต่างๆมีสิทธิ์และพันธะของพลเมืองเท่าเทียมกันสามัคคีกันเฮ็ดหน้าที่ปกป้องรักษาและสร้างสาพัฒนาประเทศชาติ
Number 3 All religious believers have equal rights and obligations to solidarity in protecting and developing the country
4เอาใจใส่ยกระดับความรู้ทางด้านวิทยาศาสตร์ธรรมศาสตร์และสังคมให้แก่ประชาชนเผ่าต่างๆขนขวายสักส่วนให้เขาเจ้าค่อยๆปะละคิดคองที่หลาหลังซึ่งส่งผลกระสะท้อนอันบ่ดีถึงความสามัคคีการกระทําการผลิตการดํารงชีวิตของเผ่าต่างๆก็คือของศาสตร์สร้างความศิวิไลทางด้านวัตถุและจิตใจเถอะละกล่าว
Number 4 emphasize the upgrading of natural science and social science knowledge to all ethnic peoples to encourage the public to gradually discard the old backward customsthat have a negative effect on solidarity or to production, including the living conditions of ethnic people as well as to the nation, to develop the material and spiritual civilization step by step.
เวียกงานศาสนาแม่นเวียกงานหนึ่งที่รัฐบาลแห่งสปป.ลาวยามใดก็ถือเป็นปัญหาสำคัญมันแม่นเวียกงานทางด้านจิตศาสตร์ที่ละเอียดอ่อนเพราะว่าการเสื่อถือศาสนาหรือความเสื่อใดหนึ่งมันแม่นความเพียงห้องต้องการทางด้านจิตใจของประชาชนลาวบรรดาเผ่าที่สืบเนื่องกันมาเป็นเวลาโดนนานจนฮอดปัจจุบันเพื่อเฮ็ดให้สิทธิเสรีภาพในการเสื่อถือหรือบ่เสื่อถือศาสนาของพลเมืองลาวได้รับการจัดตั้งปฏิบัติอย่างเต็มส่วนฉะนั้นรัฐบาลได้เอาใจใส่ในการบูรณะและวางแนวทางนโยบายระเบียบกฎหมายนิติกรรมเพื่อเป็นหลักการและระเบียบการเกี่ยวกับการคุ้มครองและปกป้องการเคลื่อนไหวของศาสนาอยู่สปป.ลาว
The government of the Lao PDR has seen the significance of religious affairs and the work done there. It is working on individual and spiritual beliefs because the religious believing or any faiths are basic needs of the people for long times from historical times until today.In order to ensure the right and freedom to believe or not to believe in religions of the Lao citizens in implementation, the government of the Lao PDR has improved and provided the policies and tasks, laws and regulations to be principles and rules concerning the management and protection of religious activities in the Lao PDR.
บรรดาแนวทางนโยบายและนิติกรรมที่กล่าวมาข้างทั้งนั้นมันแสดงออกอย่างแจ้งแจ้งแล้วว่ารัฐบาลแห่งสปป.ลาวยามใดก็มีความเอาใจใส่และเป็นห่วงเป็นใยต่อศาสนามีแนวทางนโยบายและทัศนะอันถูกต้องเป็นธรรมต่อศาสนาและศาสนิกชนอย่างเสมอต้นเสมอปลาย
The above mentioned policies, guidelines and regulations show that the government of the Lao PDR has paid attention and interest to religions. The government has fair policiesand attitude to religions and faiths.
นอกนั้นอำนาจการปกครองและแนวราวสังสัตว์ขันต่างๆยังได้สร้างเงื่อนไขและอำนวยความสะดวกให้แก่องค์การศาสนาและศาสนิกชนได้เคลื่อนไหวกิจกรรม ประกอบพิธีกรรมตามหลักความเชื่อทางศาสนาส่งเสริมการพัวพันหัวมือสากลขององค์การจัดตั้งศาสนาระยะที่ผ่านมาศูนย์กลางแนวราวสังศาสตร์ร่วมกับกระทรวงภายในและองค์การเกี่ยวข้องได้จัดกองประชุมฝึกอบรมสัมมนาเกี่ยวกับเวียกงานศาสนากองประชุมฝึกอบรมเกี่ยวกับการสร้างความสามัคคีและแก้ไขไก่เกียร์ปัญหาให้แก่พนักงานองค์การเกี่ยวข้องและหัวหน้าศาสนาอยู่ขันแขวงขันเมืองเป็นจำนวนหลายครั้ง
At the same time, the authorities and the Lao Front for the National Construction at each level have created favorable conditions for religious organizations and faiths to carry out religious activities of the believers, of worship, and supporting the international relations of religious organizations and faiths. The Lao Front for National Construction has cooperated with the Ministry of Home Affairs and concerning organizations for training,and seminars on religious affairs, building unity between local authorities and religious leaders, and providing the training on peace building and conflict resolution.
นอกนั้นอำนาจการปกครองในราวสังศาสตร์แต่ละขันยังได้ยังใส่ส่งเสริมขยายสิทธิ์เป็นเจ้าของประชาชนลาวบรรดาเผ่าปกป้องสิทธิ์และผลประโยชน์อันชอบธรรมขององค์การจัดตั้งศาสนาและศาสนิกชนกรณีดำเนินคดีต่อผู้กระทำผิดกฎหมายหับประกันการดำเนินคดีอย่างยุติธรรมบรรดาองค์การเกี่ยวข้องได้นำใส่มาตรการที่เหมาะสมเพื่อปฏิบัติสิทธิเสมอภาพของพลเมืองลาวต่อหน้ากฎหมายและต่อหน้าศาลตามที่ได้กำหนดไว้ในรัฐธรรมนูญและกฎหมายแนวลาวสังศาสตร์และองค์การเกี่ยวข้องถือเอาการศึกษาอบรมและเต้าโฮมความสามัคคีบรรดาศาสนาและศาสนิกชนเป็นหน้าที่สำคัญซึ่งเหตุให้บรรดาศาสนามีความสามัคคีปองดองกันดี
These trainings and seminars were held at provincial and district levels for much time prior to that. Besides that, the authorities and the Lao Front for National Construction promote the ultimate right of the people and the guarantees.Of the legitimate rights and interests of the religious organizations and faiths. If someone committed crime, the resolution has been proceeded with a fair trial in each case. Appropriate measures have been taken to ensure the right to equality of the citizens before the law and the court in accordance with the constitution and laws. The Lao Front and related organizations have enhanced the sense of unity, integrity, and concord.Among religions and believers, which have stipulated harmony and peace among the religions and the believers.
สุดท้ายนี้ข้าพเจ้าขออวยพรให้บรรดาผู้แทนกองประชุมจงมีสุขภาพเข้มแข็งขออวยพรให้กองประชุมครั้งนี้จงดำเนินไปด้วยผลสำเร็จอย่างจบงามขอขอบใจ
In conclusion, I would like to express my best wishesAnd good health, happiness, and prosperity to the members of the presidium and participants. May the conference be successful. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
We'll give them a in a couple of minutes.
Are they? Ready? Will they be ready right now? That one. Okay. Can those listening to the English channel hear? Please raise your hand if you can hear.
Okay.
Okay, if so, go ahead and have them start. Pe pen lao dei pu dai si pe pen lao.
Pretty important one.
Can
But when they ask questions, they have to understand it in Lao.
Nothing. Yeah, I don't have earphones.
We're going to need a mic. People need to use a mic, please, so that it can be interpreted both into Lao, Viet, and Mongolian, please.
In English?
Yeah, is somebody asking a question in English? Then please use a mic. Thank you.
Okay. So this is, I think, a wonderful opportunity to ask some questions to our delegation. We're very thankful for the remarks that were given by Mr. Bunar. I will take questions one at a time, just because I don't know your name, so I can't keep a list. But feel free to put your hand up, and I'll keep a mental note of questions in the order they come. Please remember to speak slowly because of the interpretation. It's very difficult to have a very fast back and forth, so please pause and wait for answers before you ask follow-up questions. And we have someone who will bring the microphone along as well. Yeah. Okay. So English is good. Okay. Yeah. So I will just keep speaking. I can probably do that for a really long time and say next to nothing, just keep going. This is a good thing. We're going now. We've got Vietnamese. Do we have Lao? Is there Lao yet? But in Vietnamese, we have channel 15. And that's okay. Okay, so
should I go back to 10?
Now we're trying to find Lao.
So I go tell somebody needs to tell them that.
Okay. Okay.
Songs are song, yeah.
22. Okay, 22, we can hear Lao now. Okay. Vietnamese is good. We have Vietnamese. Okay. Great. Is that everybody? No Japanese, but he's okay. Oh, Vietnamese not working? No, it was working.
No, it wasn't. Okay, lean in your.
So now we're just waiting on Vietnamese.
The type of Pasaviet.
Vietnamese, try 15. Nothing.
Song sip sip ha.
Okay, so we had it and it's gone. Okay, no Mongolian.
Those of you listening to English, please wait for the microphone. And then those who are interpreting for both the delegates and the other hearers will be able to interpret. Thank you.
Okay, English is 11. What are they saying in English that I need to know? Okay. So he's going to communicate with me through this. Okay. Great. It looks like we're good. Mongolian? No Mongolian. It's working now. Okay, everything's working. Great. That was confusing, but we are here now at last. And so English is channel 11. Okay. So who? Let's get started, and if we have questions. Over here. Okay.
I have two questions. The first is if the laws and the protection for the religious rights and other human rights, are they on a national basis or do they work on a local basis? In other words, if a national law is written, do the people in the mountains of Laos who are in one of the ethnic groups, do they have in their communities the equal protection? I don't care who answers it. Maybe Buna can either answer it or tell one of the others to answer.
If I were going to speak about those laws, laws concerning the protection of rights, whether religious or the protecting of all of the citizens' rights, even the minorities, both in the outside areas or also in the cities, are the same. They have the same rights.
My second question is because I lived for a long time in Cambodia and I saw some of the things that happened there. Some of the religious groups were doing things that some of the leaders in the Ministry of Cults and Religion did not agree with. One group broadcast some things over loudspeakers at national historical sites. Some people passed out pamphlets when a lot of people were gathered for the River Festival, and some people knocked on doors, which annoyed some people during their rest time in the afternoon. So all of these things were deemed against the public interest and were not found to be legal practices. In Laos, do you have some basis like this for limiting the things that religious groups can do?
Do you want to go ahead and answer it? As for proselytizing religion, whether in any country, it's the same. I think that the propagation of religion, or the it should be done, the followers to know the teachings of those churches. As, for example, in PDR, we'll have one religion. Americans like to propagate or to the reading of scripture of their religion. Sometimes they'll put them in different places out in the public, which we don't feel is appropriate. The Lao government believes that the scriptures or these or their documents of these different religions are to be sacred things. So we believe, as in our own religion, that you keep that in a sacred place, and then give it to the believers when they go worship, whether there are religious ceremonies or ordinances at the church, they shouldn't be taking these materials outside. As for the broadcast, we've never had any limitations, particularly in the churches or in the temples. We don't believe it's anything that bothers the interests of the nation. It's their own traditions of those religions. Let them do as they may. Are there any other questions?
Thank you. Appreciate your being here with us. I have two questions. One question is, what are the requirements for registration for the religions, and are there any limitations on the number? You mentioned that there were, I believe, two Protestant sects that were registered, and I'm wondering if there are any limitations. The second question is whether there are limitations on proselytizing. I assume that the Protestant denominations would wish to proselytize, but I didn't know if there was any limitations in that regard.
If decree number 92 in the 7th article concerning religion, it goes in steps. In our Laos, meaning the places, whether there will be different buildings, church buildings, there needs to be permission given in the building, both in the province and in the city, and it's that government that will give that permission or to authorize those things, religious buildings. As for the sharing of your beliefs, we haven't had limits. We recognize that the believing of religion, but this is a right of the Lao people. Everybody has beliefs as they are born. into their families. And they have rights to worship, to believe. These rights, during the period of our government, since following the decrees, the protecting the rights and of religions and peoples, the rights of people also protects the rights of religions. As for the registered groups, we have movements. As usual, we have those at different steps, both in their temples and in their churches. In our country, we have many other religions who have not yet been registered. There are many, many religions that are waiting. A good example, the Mormons. They are still considered an NGO, or they work through an NGO. But there's an importance. They need to be able to do their religious ceremonies, their ordinances. The believers can then therefore do their Christmas celebrations or within their organizations. This is definitely a policy of the government for those who have not yet been registered, those groups.
You mentioned a decree number 92. I understand from the United States Department of State's religious reports that the government is currently revising decree number 92. And I was wondering, what prompted the revision, what problems, and what solutions will the revision provide?
As for decree number 92, which came forth in 2002, it's been 11 years so far that we've used it. There are some articles or units in it that are not appropriate to the current situation. Our government, therefore, has a need to change, alter it, and therefore we've invited leaders within the different provinces that we can have a seminar of feedback, and we'll ask the feedback or the thoughts, opinions. Do we have what parts of this decree are still not appropriate so that we can alter them or to make them more appropriate with the different activities of the ability to have the different activities of religions in Laos. In the period coming up to this, it's to bring it all the way to so that it is official law. The meetings or the gatherings of the government, for instance, in the last month, they've had another altering or amending. We've had that new amendment. It has one further. It has other further government meetings, so there needs to be pronouncing of it with the other government groups before it's completely done.
I'd be interested to know if there is a draft of Decree 92 as revised and a timetable as to when it might become official.
As for the Mormons, we would like it to have as a similar decree. But we're going to have likely to have an amendment for it to be. So we're therefore amending it or changing it so that it'll have a draft or something that it can become law, so that the laws can therefore of the government of Laos can therefore take care of these laws to become to these drafts to become laws quickly. There's a lot of things need to show their approval of it. This amendment or changing or altering it, it has progressed far already, but still has far to go. Is there anything else?
Thank you. You mentioned the government's commitment to equality for citizens, but my question is about the social, the non-governmental, the social within the community, and within the community who provide the greatest obstacles or make the free exercise of religion the least feasible. So not referring to the government, but independent private citizens who are making it hard.
As many of you have received data or news of the circumstances of different religious activities in Laos. Some of that data is true, but some of it is not. But for the most part, there's misunderstanding. Mostly the problems that have happened or occurred, there's a difficulty or conflict, mostly out in the rural areas. These haven't, of course, occurred from the government leaders causing them, which, for instance, in Laos, as you've seen, they're animists or Muslims. There are 33.1% of the people. Those that are animists, they have pretty very strict methods of how they worship, and it comes from ancient times. But immediately when a small group moves, they'll bring a new religion, will come into the city, and then they go back to their rural areas, and they want to share. It makes the elders of those communities to misunderstand, and they believe they misunderstand them, and then this causes problems. And that's one of them. Number two, we need to accept that the propagating of the policies about religion, whether it's in the regions of rural, those policies haven't reached all of those areas, unfortunately. Therefore, the acknowledgement of it in those rural areas has unfortunately not gotten to them, and therefore they don't respect those rights of other religions. So the laws concerning religion are still not totally understood by our people. But this happens gradually, it's small bit by small bit in these rural areas.
Oh,
Mr. Bona gave a very positive view of the general development in Laos. What would be one of the major or next major problems in Laos that they're concerned in?
You want to answer? Maybe I'll ask permission to go ahead and answer this question. The problems concerning religions that we have directed or overseen, mostly we don't see very big problems concerning religion. There's usually one group or number of people that cause maybe some conflict or a difficulty. Some people will separate themselves off and go build their own church. Having a new church, there are those who create their own churches. There is one group that has done that. And the authorities have therefore researched and directed them to do it correctly according to our laws. But if we have one particular religion but have different buildings or different groups that have differences in their beliefs, religious beliefs, even though they're the same religion, the policies of the Lao PDR, we have in our policies, we have support for religions to all have a part and their contribution to the economy of the country or of the village or the cities. They all have a part. They believe that religions, each religion, worship, that they need to follow the laws concerning that, but that they have a part in those regulations. In the progress or the development of these policies, Suksala, Ambadan. For instance, we have many humanitarian building of schools, and this part that they play, the great part, are great things that are done. Does this answer the question? Is that the correct? Is that appropriate to the question?
The next question is from here. Lao PDR, as a member of the Association of Southeast Asian Nations, signed in November 2012 the ASEAN Declaration on Human Rights. Does the Lao PDR government view the ASEAN its compliance with the ASEAN Declaration on Human Rights as already fully complied with, or are there certain areas that it needs to further be involved in order to match its commitment to the declaration, and in particular questions relating to freedom of religion? Thank you.
As for the changes of our policies within our government, that we depend upon for those declarations, we're giving great efforts to be able to follow those. But there are parts, there are some things that are in parts of those different that are preserved in
But these different places or organizations that that still need help in that, whether it's the policies, bringing the policies are correct into to be followed, but we need to also have them followed and also to incorporate, be incorporated, and to be appropriate according to that declaration.
I would like to thank you very much for your candor in this discussion. It's very interesting. I have a question about the different rights that might be held by a religious organization. In many countries, there's one set of power or authority that an organization has before it's registered, and different powers come into being at the time the application for registration is filed, and then there's a full suite of authority or power that exists once registration is granted. I'm wondering, in the Lao PDR, if there's any difference in what a group of believers might be able to do prior to filing an application or upon filing an application to become a registered organization, and then if there's any difference once the organization is officially registered and recognized. Is there a difference along that continuum?
As for the registration, in 2011 and 12, there were religious, or there were government organizations that helped concerning the registering of it used to be in the Lao front. It was about building unity and peace among the people. But at this point, we believe that religious activities are important enough that we need to really pay serious attention to it. So the Ministry of the Interior, or this is the place where there should be research in the registration. And then in this research, in the setting up of these religions, are they pure in their intentions? There are some religions that go and become believers in one religion, and when they receive an assignment of leadership, and then after they're released, after 2 or 3 years, then they're dissatisfied, and then they'll go into another denomination. But truly, this has been one denomination, but they still follow the teachings of the earlier religion, and yet they separate themselves. So we believe this is a problem concerning the morality of religion, that we've been researching this quite a bit. The setting up of religions, there must be a sincere and pure intentions, not the worship or beliefs to find a personal interest or interest of other groups. Sometimes they will call themselves believers and yet not follow the teachings of their God. For instance, if you look at their personal lives, sometimes it's not good. I come here to Utah. I've seen at your churches, I see such sincerity of your believers, of your pure intentions also. I would love it, enjoy or hope that it would continue this way in Laos. But as for the approval or the authorization, in behalf of those who help with the registration process and give authorization, there's not going to be too many difficulties for you. Just can I speak a little further from my comrade Bunak? The requesting of permission for registration. On a personal level, those who are followers, we don't want to limit them. We want them to be able to worship according to their own desires. We have those who want to start or build churches for the purpose of, for instance, of the propagating and propaganda. They need to really follow a request, or they need to ask permission because if it has effect, particularly to set up, but to be official or to build, there must be an authorization.
There's a lot of countries represented here at this conference, and I'm just wondering if your country doesn't necessarily use a model from a different country, but if there's a certain country, an element from another country that you find particularly helpful or instructive for your situation.
Surely, whatever we see is good in others, we want to come use in the managing of religion. And particularly in Laos, religious activities, as time has passed, we've tried to learn lessons from China and from Vietnam. There's an exchange of lessons or knowledge, and many times in 1 year, there's exchanges concerning this. And the other countries, they will cooperate and join in this. In this cooperation, they'll have proposals for us, and we'll listen to them, whatever is good. To go there for fix or alter and make better the things in our own country.
I know we are very short on time, but I too want to thank you for having come so far. And being here at the center, you have a great task, as you have indicated, in establishing a policy of the rule of law and respecting religious rights. What can the center do? What can we do as those of us who are affiliated with the center here? How can we help? Are there materials? Are there translations? Are there things that we can do on our end that will aid you in some way that you see fit, as you mentioned, in taking the good from what you see?
As for the cooperation or the helping, whether it's as for technology and the other different contributions that take funds, we really appreciate that. We have also accepted Robert Saipan who was the ambassador of America in the 10 years that I've been a part of it also. From 2010, we have had seminars in propagating the different regulations, legal regulations, and creating a unity or a unity among, for instance, the local government leaders along with the church leaders in these 3 or 4 years that have passed. But as for this center, BYU, or here, or the DIC, or the Mormons of any type here, even better. For our development, they have been we're so happy with this cooperation that's already been helping us.
I would like to ask another question, if I may. As you know, the major religions in the world, in which we find in Asia, have different schools of belief. Islam has different schools of belief, Buddhism has different schools of belief, and also Christianity has different denominations. Is there any, in principle, objection to having religious plurality within the religion in terms of being registered in Lao PDR?
Surely, if whatever country you're in, whether it's in your country, it's probably the same. If you're in one place, there's a religious plurality. There's going to be different disagreements or problems. But if we have an order, an orderly law and legal for each group, if they follow their own the religion that they follow, if they will follow that and the laws of the country, whether there are many groups or many religions, there's probably not going to be a problem. For instance, if in one village, we've had this before in a village, we've had three different religions in one particular village, but they are unified. They have peace among themselves. They're able to worship together. If you have different religions that are able to worship together, I think there's not going to be problems. As for the registration or we've never had policy concerning the different within one religion to have such diversity, but we've not had policies that forbid religions. This is an important right of the people to believe as they will. If we have anything else, sorry that there's such short time. We want to hear, we've come from so far, we'd love to hear more of your views. We would love to answer questions, particularly about your interest in our country. These are important issues as to why we would come. There are those foreigners, whether European or American, that sometimes they'll go to Laos, the Lao PDR. They receive the warmth, or they think highly, and then they go and they will see different things. This is, for instance, whether it's data that they receive, they will see the real situation, and they'll see differences. But there will be good benefits I have great hopes that more Lao delegates will come to this in the future, continually, because this is so good for us.
Is there anybody else with anything they want to bring up?
Are we supposed to finish at 12?
Okay. Great. I let it go a little bit over since we had some issues with the technology earlier on. But I would like to again thank our delegates from the Lao PDR for their candor in answering these questions. I certainly learned a lot from them, so thank you so much. And thank you all for being here and participating in the discussion today. So give them a round of applause.